more calm, enjoyable things for later in the Memorial Day weekend, including maybe a barbecue or two, some vegetable kebab, Hillary, for you, and beautiful wine to go along with all that.
Well, for answers, we turn to Washington Examiner wine columnist Scott Greenberg with our Wine of the Week. Hiya, Scott.
Hi, Hillary. I'm not sure how to really follow that.
I know.
I'm thinking, you know, the lowest place in my house is my cellar, so I think I'm just going to go down
with
there.
With all the wine, I guess.
With all the wine. I'll keep it company.
There you go. Well, let's start off talking about a Portuguese wine you like.
Well, you know, this Memorial Day weekend, it's all about hammock wine. So I'm going to go with the 2009 Monte Velho from the Alentejano region of Portugal. It's made from three local grape varietals and then vinified without any oak at all. So you just get this pure great fruit, white fruit, and you got the balance between flavors of tropical fruit, nectarine, citrus, and this abundant acidity, which keeps the flavors bright and fresh and a crisp finish. Great with grilled seafood, $10.
Okay, a summer red, not a Pinot Noir.
Not a Pinot. You'd think I'd go with a Pinot, but I'm going to pick the 2008 Castillo Lambastida Madurado from Rioja, Spain, and this is 100% estate bottled Tempranillo, which has high acidity, which keeps it bright and light on the tongue. And now, it does spend about 4 months in oak barrels, so it gives it just enough backbone to support the juicy black cherry fruit and the plums and the licorice flavors, but it does meld well with the refreshing acidity, and that touch of vanilla on the bright finish is great to pair with either hamburgers or grilled pork. $13.
Sounds great. And quickly, Scott, the Climber?
The Climber is by the people that make the Cliff Energy Bar. It's a white blend from California. 2009 Cliff Bar, the Climber. It's made from Pinot Blanc, Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc. There's a lot of Blancs in here. And layers of pear, white nectarine, peach flavors in the mouth, kept light and bright. Again, loads of crisp acidity. A twinge of sweetness, just a twinge of sweetness on the lengthy finish. It just gives that right touch. And I need a good hammock and $14.
Right. That's all you need in life.
That's all
right?
I need for this
Thank
wine.
You, Scott. It's Scott Greenberg, their wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you'd like to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.